Rick Samprin here, and welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Not a classic Labor Day outing for the Ticats, losing to the arch rival Argos again. The Fifth Quarter Podcast begins now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin back in the on-air chair after a two-week hiatus from CHML after I investigated the East Coast. And had a wonderful time doing so, munching on some delicious seafood, making a lot of new friends out in the Maritimes. But back here, and maybe I should have just stayed out east because they played a heck of a game last week against BC. Today, not so much. The Labor Day was not a classic at all, at least for fans of the black and gold. 41-28, the final, in favor of those gosh darn defending champion Argonauts. It pains me to say that Toronto, at this point in time, is just the better team. Got to call a spade a spade. The Argos seem to be light years ahead of the Ticats. It pains me to say that. 41-28 the final. Toronto now a very impressive 9-1 on the season. Hamilton falls to 4-7. And it's a very short week for Hamilton. They are in Ottawa this coming Friday night. The Red Blacks are on the bye week this week. So a short week for Hamilton. An easy rest for the Red Blacks, and they're back home to face Hamilton. But we'll talk about that another time. What we have to talk about is today's game. And we're going to bring your calls in and your texts and your emails and your tweets and your votes for player of the game and your thoughts on today's loss. But I'll start with my thoughts as usual. And the words "not good enough" continue to creep into my vocabulary because it was not nearly good enough today. An atrocious first quarter, a bad fourth quarter, sandwiched in between, a solid second quarter and an okay third. But not nearly good enough to beat Toronto tonight. 17 points allowed in the first, 17 points allowed in the fourth, and only 7 allowed in the third quarter. And I know you look at Hamilton's scoreboard in the fourth quarter, okay, 15 points, I like that. But 0 in the first, 4 with the wind in the second, and 9 with the wind in the third. They scored a grand total of 13 points with the wind. Toronto put up 34 with the wind. That's not going to win you a lot of ballgames, especially at windy Tim Hortons Field. So no Ticats fight song to celebrate today. No Labor Day victory to talk about because that did not materialize. Because for the first time since 2006, 7, and 8, the Ticats have lost back-to-back Labor Day games. Still lead the all-time series, sure, 36-15-1, but losing on Labor Day stinks. Absolutely stinks. Here's some other thoughts for you. Number one, why go for 2 points? I know I'm into the weeds already, but why go for 2 points when it's 17-10? I did not understand that. And forget, if they got it, great. But it makes it a 5-point game if they get the 2 points. Kick the extra point, keep the momentum, make it a 6. It's still a 1-score game. Don't understand going for 2 at that point. Here's the other thing to consider. And I mentioned this because not only is Hamilton, trying to fend off the Red Blacks from the final playoff position in the East, they also have to look at what is happening in the West. Because I know earlier in the season we're talking about, maybe this is the year an Eastern team is going to cross over. I don't think so. Saskatchewan 6-5 after a big win over Winnipeg last night. Calgary already has 3 wins. They could have number 4 today. They're leading Edmonton 4-0 early in the second half of the Labor Day doubleheader. Calgary wins today, they're tied with Hamilton in points, which really sets up that game later on this year between the Ticats and the Stamps as a huge game, potentially a huge game in terms of the crossover. September 30th is going to be a big one at the Donut Box. Could potentially be a big one. And it probably will be because Hamilton is in Ottawa this Friday. They host Winnipeg. They're at Toronto. And then they host Calgary. That's a tough stretch there. Winnipeg, Toronto, that's going to be two tough games. And they're in Saskatchewan, host BC, which will be definitely looking for revenge. And then in Montreal to end the season. It's a pretty tough haul the rest of the way. Ticats have to roll up their sleeves, pick up their socks, and play better football. Play better football. 905-645-3221 to have your say on this Labor Day as the Ticats suffer their seventh loss of the season, 41-28 at the hands of the Argos. Send me a text, 905-645-3221. You can email rick at 900chml.com. Got a few emails to get through as well. And in the Twitterverse, at Rick Samprin, to send in your thoughts on the game and vote for your player of the game. Let's head over to the phones. First and foremost, Manny has called in to the fifth quarter. Manny, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. Just a couple of thoughts on the game. I was at the game, and we're going to hear a lot of probably callers talking about the Heat. You know, it's always the same old excuses. The Heat's for both teams. Both teams have to endure the Heat. The short week thing coming up against Ottawa, I mean, everybody's going to play on the short week once in a while. I think at the end of the day, we just got to stop with the excuses. And, you know, every team's going to go through these type of things. I think, you know, today, obviously, it gets a very good Toronto team, like you said. We know we have to say, calling the spade a spade. Gets a very good team like Toronto. It would have had to been a really good game, like against BC, with all three facets of the game. With that said, and being so important, a kicking game and special teams in the CFL as well, what is going on with these two, Seth and then the other kicker, I think was Link or Blink, I forget his name, but he's actually a really good guy who's kicking very well for us on punts, suspended. I guess they are they suspended without pay, but not cut by the team? Like, what is going on there? Do you know?
Yeah, so I know in terms of the Seth Small suspension, quote unquote, you know, he's back with his family. Bailey Flint, the punter, the other guy you're referring to, also back with his family. They're two family issues, but they don't count against the cap. When you're suspended, you're not earning a paycheck.
Right. Okay. So, and that's fine. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, family's more important than football. We get it. But as a fan wanting to see the best quality out there, players, if you're suspending them versus saying, listen, we have no choice but to cut you to put it, like, are they losing a roster spot, I guess, at the end of the day?
No.
Oh, they're not.
No.
Okay. Like, okay.
Because, well, but case in point, they have five players on the suspended list.
Wow. Yeah. Like, I mean, you saw it today, like, The punting was brutal. Brutal. I don't know. It's just too many. You play a good team like that, and you have to, you know, you're going to say about the rookie quarterback. Everybody's got some quarterbacking issues this year. You know, Winnipeg loses Kolaris a couple of games ago. That Brown guy comes in, looks like a superstar. Now, he's got better targets than us, more experienced team to throw to. I get all that. Winnipeg's a better team. But having said that, even Crompton in Ottawa has shown signs of maybe getting there a little bit quicker than our young man here. So it is what it is. It's what we have. And I think what upset me most and going to Labor Days for so many years is the lack of pride. And, you know, you used to see a few scuffles. Adrian O'Belly's come to mind. Guys like that where you don't want to see a penalty. But you don't also want to see a team celebrating for a long time in your end zone and not one guy going down there and doing something about it, even just without getting a penalty, kind of breaking it up, you know, getting in there. And I think that's what upset that, almost like, you know, it's your turf. You know, remember Emmitt Smith back in the day running to the, or whatever the receiver was, whether it was Dallas and whatever, running to the center star.
Yeah, Terrell Owens.
Yeah, exactly. Coming down and knocking him off his thing the next time he did it. And then he planted the ball down there. That kind of thing where, you never want to see bad penalties. But especially if the game is out of reach where you kind of, again, it's your turf. You know, and I just don't see that. I don't see anybody in that. I mean, you know, with Simone Lawrence, I guess, or Chris Edwards. But you don't even see it in them today. It's Labor Day. And yeah, I think that's the most disappointing, because on paper, Toronto's a hell of a team. But so it would have to be a perfect game to beat them. But it's all the intangibles and things outside that, that you could do that could say, hey, these guys are engaged. They lost because we are down by just a touchdown in the field goal at 1 point or 11 points, whatever. You know, they're in the game against a very good team. And then, of course, we self-implode like usual. But it's that intangible. I don't think you could bring that intensity of this is our turf. And if you're going to win, you're going to go at home black and blue.
I was expecting a much more physical start to this game. This is our turf. It's Labor Day. We're here. We're wearing our special uniforms that nobody likes. We're going to beat the crap out of you. Yeah, we might lose the game, but you're going to feel it. That's what I didn't see much of that.
When you go home, you're going to be black and blue. You're going to win the game, but you're going to know that you played at Tim Hortons Field or back in the day at Iver Wynne Stadium. Anyways, have a great weekend, my friend. Hey. I saw your post. It looked lovely. The family's everything, and you look like you had a good time out there.
We had a great time out east. Who's your player of the game before I let you go?
Player of the game, buddy. I got to say, towards the end, he really turned it on, Tim White.
Agreed. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Manny.
Okay, buddy. Okay, bye.
Manny's exit means room for you at 905-645-3221. Yeah, you know what? I didn't even give my player of the game. Tim White is my player of the game as well. 8 receptions on 9 targets, 110 receiving yards, 1 TD. I would love to see him more involved early in the game, especially in the first quarter, where the Ticats, let's face it, did nothing on offense and really did nothing on defense and did nothing on special teams. They did nothing but allow Toronto to dominate in the first quarter. Not good enough. That's the phrase I continue to come back to. Not good enough. 41-28 the final. Argos over the Ticats today. Email from Philly Filski. Phil writes, well, those Ticats fans who were hypnotized by last week's improbable win against the Lions were shocked back into reality today. Suffice to say, these are the real Tiger Cats, a team plagued all season by miscues, stupid penalties, general ineptness, and poor, stupid coaching. I've said this time and time again, Coach O must go and take Mark Washington with him. Time to plan for 2024. Phil says, also, those horrid gray uniforms need to be taken and buried somewhere. Words can't describe what I think of those things. Well, actually, I do have some words, but those are non-printable. The only thing those things scare are the seagulls flying around the stadium. Well, maybe. Speaking of seagulls, I would suggest a flock of them would offer more resistance than the current Ticats defense. Back in the good old days, a Ticats defender would have tuned that cocky Kelly right from the start, and you would not hear a peep from him the rest of the game. But sadly, these aren't the Ticats of old. These are the Pussycats, according to Phil. He says Ticats tradition has always been, even when their offense was weak, the defense was stout and tough, but not this timid group. When is the last time you saw a Ticats defensive back rock a receiver and make him hear footsteps the rest of the game, Rob Hitchcock style? That group is horrible, can't cover, can't tackle, can't hit, but oh, they take great PI penalties. Sigh. Phil concludes, if I sound frustrated, I am. Tiger Cats fans deserve more than this current mediocre group of players and coaches. Simply said, they stink. And the total ensemble is garbage. Time for an overhaul right from the top. Awesome show as always. Take care. That email from Philly Filski. Do you agree? 905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. Dave in Stony Creek is next on the fifth quarter. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Rick. Long time no talk to.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
I'm glad that I still listen when I can. You're not good enough. You could pin it on that last year, too, as well. Not good enough. I thought they would have cleaned out the coaching staff and everything this year, but they didn't. When it comes down to it, the Argos are a good team. That really hurts to say that. But here's the thing. They brought in better people than we brought in. And this is the thing. They got a better front office, I guess. Our front office, they brought in the players they needed to make. Our guys, you know, who have we brought in that's really, you know, not, I don't think we've brought in the last 2 years really anybody that's really a standout. And the spirit thing, I remember talking to you last year, this team seems comatose like the coach. And, you know, the coach's character's rubbed off on these guys. There's just no oomph. I was talking to you last year about this thing, and still the same this year. So, you know, but, you know, that being said, Rick, I think that game, if we had a top-notch quarterback, because, you know, you got to take Powell for what he is. He's a third-string quarterback. He's learned the game. I don't think he's disgracing himself out there. But at that particular point in that game, where if we had a first-string, bona fide first-string quarterback, that game would have been there for the taking.
I would agree with you. I'm not saying that the Ticats would win, and I'm not saying Powell was completely inept. He was good in spurts, but not consistent enough, not good enough for the entire game. That first quarter was a write-off.
It really was. They shut him down, and, you know, like, you know, I mean, I think, you know, considering everything, I mean, Powell's doing as good as he can, and I'm not coming down on Powell.
Yeah.
But if we had a guy like Kolaros or Mazzoli or, I don't know, Bowie hasn't really had a chance to prove himself. Well, we had a number one bona fide starter. I think that game could have been taken at certain points today. So as bad as the score looked, there was opportunities there. But, yeah, this team, it's like you say, it's not good enough. I really question that going for the 2 points. I couldn't believe that one. That was a puzzling thing to me too.
That was a head scratcher. Yeah.
A short kickoff, I kind of get, but not really. You know, you 10 points, it's the 5 minutes left. You know, I don't know about that one either, but you know, you basically gave the Alouettes the ball. I mean, the Argos the ball and that in field goal position there. And that would have, you know, but all in all, it was well, one thing, Labor Day game last year was probably worse, but
yes.
You know, hopefully next year, you know, if a miracle happens this year, I don't know, I'm not expecting one. I will be at the Grey Cup, but I'll be cheering against the Argos. You can count on that one. But player of the game, I agree with you, would be White. And so we'll just hopefully we get guys upstairs to do what they got to do. I mean, they got to clear a bit of house and they got to bring in better players. That's what it comes down to. Sometimes a team can magically become good, but if you don't got the right ingredients there, it's not going to happen.
As Bob Obilovich said years ago, better is better, and they need to get better in a lot of places. Dave, appreciate the call.
Sure do, Rick. Thank you. Take care.
Have a good one. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. You can also text 905-645-3221. Offer your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. Still have a slew of email to go through. And on Twitter, @RickSamprin is the Twitter handle. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Corey, we have John, we have Scott all hanging on the line. We're going to get to you folks when we come back here on the Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
The most entertaining, unfiltered, and passionate post-game show in Canada. This is the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Taylor Powell in the shotgun, gets the snap, steps back. Here's the pressure from the Argos, and he slings it off to his left. It's a low pass. Tim White makes the catch, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Tiger Cats. Tim White. Back-to-back games with a touchdown for White.
Tim White finding the end zone, but not nearly as many TDs as the Ticats wanted today. They put up 28 points, which is not a bad number, but the Argos put up 41 in a Labor Day beatdown. Toronto now winning 2 Labor Day games in a row. They're up to 15 in the all-time total. Hamilton has won 36 of these. They've tied 1. Toronto now 9-1, Hamilton 4-7, as we welcome you all back to the Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML. Rick Samprin with you. Call in or text in your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game. The call and text line is 905-645-3221. You can also dial *9900 and join us on your mobile device. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com, and on Twitter, @RickSamprin. Player of the game voting coming in for Tim White. Thought he had a really good game. 8 receptions, 110 receiving yards, and that TD. Email from Robert. Bad showing all around. They will be very lucky to get to the 8-10 we predicted earlier in the season. Player of the game, McAllister. Honorable mention to White. And the halftime band, Wayne Gretzky. It's getting harder to justify the drive from Mississauga. Roberts with that email. Let's get to one more email before we go back to the phones. This one is Randy in Oakville. Good evening, Rick. I was hoping for the best going into this game. In the back of my mind, I had that sick feeling of possibly losing to the Argos on Labor Day. The Cats did the scoring much too late. Poor offense in the first half. Toronto was catching passes at will with little stoppage by the Cats. My feelings for the rest of the season are not optimistic. I don't think the Cats have what it takes, but there is still some hope. Excellent flyover before the game by the Canadian Warplane Heritage. My player of the game is Tyreek McAllister. Leave it to the Argos to give a late cheap hit on Taylor Powell. Not just the ejection by McFadden, but a fine is required. Stay cool out there, Rick. Randy in Oakville. A couple of tweets as well. This one from, I think it's Michelle. There was no player of the game for the Ticats. None. It was horrible and embarrassing. The whole team, staff included, needs to be blown up. And Dave writes, second straight Labor Day loss and blowout is disappointing. This team is just not good enough this season. Harder second half of the season doesn't make it easier. Player of the game, Tim White. One more tweet. This one from Sean, who says, Rick, there has to be a better kicker working at Fortino's or Lococo's. And that punter we brought in, 3 years running, no kicking game. All right, back to the phones we go. Corey has been waiting on the line patiently. Corey, welcome to the fifth quarter.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm just really frustrated.
I hear you. What frustrates you the most about this 2023 Ticats unit?
Yeah, so for the game, I thought that it was a complete write-off for the first quarter. We lost the field position battle, and I felt like that was the one of the keys to victory today. And you need that because you have a rookie quarterback starting in the center. And I also thought that the old line got pushed around a lot today. Powell was scrambling and running for his life on many of the plays.
Good point, so because Hamilton allowed 5 sacks today. They did not sack Chad Kelly today.
Yeah, so I would have liked to have seen more screen passes out of the backfield to Butler to help slow down that rush a little bit. But hopefully, I heard that we got Jordan Murray back, who was a pretty good old lineman a couple years ago, I remember. So he would be a pretty good addition to the old line for the coming weeks, hopefully.
Agreed. Yeah, I can see him playing left or right tackle, to be honest. Probably right tackle. He was on the injured list this week, but probably should be ready to go by Friday, I would assume. Corey, who's your player of the game today?
Gotta give it to White.
It's a good choice. You had a great game, Corey. I wish you all the best on this Labor Day and enjoy the rest of the week.
All right, thank you.
That's Corey's call in the fifth quarter at 905-645-3221, *9900. You can also send me a text. Your thoughts on today's game, vote for your player of the game. 905-645-3221 is the text line. Brad on Twitter, hard to defend the logo when there wasn't a logo to be seen. Not on the field, not on the uniforms. Where was the black and gold? Lackluster effort all around. Punting was disgraceful. The Butler did it again. Butler for my player of the game. James Butler today, 11 carries, 63 yards, at 5 receptions for 28. Sean on Twitter, not good. Question, Argos took time count with less than 2 minutes to go. Should have been loss of down, not 10-yard penalty. Player of the game, number 35, Tyreek McAllister. And Mark simply says, Rick Samprin, fire everyone. Hashtag fifth quarter. 905-645-3221. Scott in Hamilton. Scott, your thoughts on today's game?
Good effort by the boys. Sad loss. That weather definitely had an impact on it. I still think we got to get rid of Orlando. And other than that, White's my player of the game.
Succinct call. If you were the GM of the Ticats, who's technically Orlando Steinauer, who would you bring in as your coach? Is it anybody but him at this point? Is that what you're thinking?
Anybody but him. The one good move he made was bringing in changing off the offensive coach from last. But I can't even do it. I can't. I don't like him. Never have.
All right. Hey,
good player, not a bad coach. A good player, but a bad coach.
You are entitled to that opinion. Scott, appreciate your call. Enjoy the rest of the Labor Day.
A lot of people agree with that opinion.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. Scott, appreciate the call.
Take care.
You too. A lot of people saying it's time for Coach O to go. You know what? I don't, and I mentioned this on Twitter earlier this afternoon. I don't see this team, unless they lose like the next five in a row, and even then. Hosting the Grey Cup, if the Ticats don't get to the Grey Cup, and it's looking pretty bleak in that regard, but if they don't get to the Grey Cup, I think there's going to be some major changes. I would hope there is some major changes. And I don't want to see anybody lose their jobs, but hey, this is professional sports. If you don't get to where you want to get, things change. They have to. We see it all the time. But I don't think that change is going to be made within the season. I think the change they had to make in parting ways with Tommy Condell, because it simply was not working offensively, that was the change of the 2023 season. I can't see another big shoe dropping. I can't. Not when you're hosting the Grey Cup. And I get it that some of you are thinking, well, it's because we're hosting the Grey Cup. We have to make a change. And I understand where you're coming from. I just can't see anyone coming in here with the roster this team has and flicking that switch. Can't see it. Can't do it. Won't happen. And I'm not saying it's a lost cause, but I think you got to go now with the guys you got. That's just my opinion. You might disagree. That's okay. We don't have to be both right. Or both wrong. Brad on Twitter, even with your loss, happy Labor Day. Have a good rest of your holiday. Well, Brad, I appreciate that. Jess says, let me be the first to suggest what perhaps the only script left that would make this worthwhile would be a Western crossover. Oh, no. And beating the Argos in the home Grey Cup. And the Mark P says, nobody sells false hope like the Ticats. Nobody eats it up more than Ticats fans. Work mid, so 4 o'clock starts blow. I'm not sure what that sentence means. Only saw the first quarter. I vote for you, Rick, for the great job you continue to do. Have a great show. The Mark P, thank you. One more tweet before we get back to the phones. Bill, if they can't get up for Labor Day, there's a problem. Absolutely. I 100% with that. 100% agree with that. Bill says, may have to accept that Ticats are just not very good. Taylor Powell showed his true colors today, afraid of contact. Can't or won't make plays with his legs, and not a strong enough passer to make winning throws. I'll say this about Taylor Powell, who today went 30 of 42, 296 yards, 3 TDs, 1 interception. On most days, you'd look at those stats and think, yeah, that team probably should have won the game. You complete 30 passes for almost 300 yards, 3 TDs, thinking, okay, that team probably did very well. But not really. Not really. I mean, situationally, they left a lot of plays out there. They had opportunities. Coach O mentioned that. Didn't take advantage of their opportunities today. Got to flush this one. Yes, let's flush it down the biggest toilet on the planet. Because it was a stinker. 905-645-3221 to call in or text your thoughts on today's game and vote for your player of the game. John in Hamilton is called the fifth quarter. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Oh, good, good. Just flustered like a lot of people.
But, yes.
I just had a few things to say. Like, I've been a born and raised Ticat fan. I've stopped going to the games, to be honest, because I don't feel it's justified to spend my money to go and watch what they're putting on the field. And I just say, is this whole Argos suck stuff that we always do, the Argos suck and all this stuff that we say has to stop because it's not classy. And you know what? I have to give it to the Argos. They've put together a good competitive team over and over. And I think it starts with Pinball Clemens. I think he's done a phenomenal job at the top with bringing good players to that team. Unfortunately, they don't have the fans. You go to the games at BMO and they're empty, but they always compete. They won the Grey Cup last year again. They've won like four Grey Cups since we've won in 1999. I think it was the last time we won. So, you know, I think it all starts with the ownership. This Ticat owner, you know, Bob Young, I think they're all buddies. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you need to go to business. You need to, Orlando Steinauer needs to go big time. The coaches, the players don't respect them. There was two penalties or penalties with both play teams. And you saw the Toronto coach yelling at that player, the Argo player that came off, even when they were already blowing us out. And Orlando Steinauer doesn't even say nothing to the Ticat player, to our player. Doesn't say nothing with the guy coming off. So it just goes to show he's just too soft, in my opinion, and he needs to go. And my last thing is about Powell, the quarterback. How many games are we going to give this guy to be able to play? He's had so much opportunity, and he can't run. He can't come in the clutch. Other teams have had backup quarterbacks that come in and do a phenomenal job. Why is it that we can't recruit people like Chad Kelly and players like that? That's all.
Who, before I let you go, who's your player of the game?
My player of the game, as I feel so sorry for Tim Wright.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in with your thoughts today.
Thanks.
That is John in Hamilton offering his thoughts on today's Ticats loss, 41-28. When we come back, we have Chris, we have another Chris, we have another Corey, and we have lots of emails and tweets to get to as well. You can also text your comments in at 905-645-3221. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
We're talking Ticat football. This is The Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
23 seconds. The clock is ticking. It's a 3rd and 2 coming up for the Tiger Cats, and Taylor Powell's in the shotgun. He's going to pass. Waits, throws. James Butler. It's actually Terry Godwin who jumps up and makes the catch, his second touchdown of the game. And Taylor Powell took a hard hit. He's really slow to get up. But he threw a touchdown pass to Terry Godwin. Those two have connected twice in this game. There's 11 seconds to go. And it's 41-27 with a convert to come.
Last TD of the game, RJ Broadhead the call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML. 41-28, the final in favor of the bad guys. Toronto improving to 9-1, tops in the CFL. The Ticats falling to 4-7 and a full 4 points behind the second place Montreal Alouettes in the East Division. Also paying attention to what is happening out west, where Edmonton leads Calgary 8-7 in the back half of this Labor Day doubleheader. Your thoughts on today's game? Vote for your player of the game. This is The Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Call us or text us at 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. You can send me an email, rick@900chml.com. On Twitter, at Rick Samprin, use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. Email from Tom. 2 weeks ago, I thought the Labor Day game would be a blowout win for the Argos, just like last year. A third-string QB going against a tough Argo team. I changed my mind after the BC game. Powell is improving. Butler is a strong weapon. The Argos defense has weaknesses. I thought the Cats had a real chance for an upset. Sadly, I was mistaken. Powell just isn't good enough yet to convert red zone opportunities into touchdowns. Any idea when Mitchell will be back? Cheers, Tom from Guelph. No status update on Bo Levi Mitchell, although he's much closer today than he was a few weeks ago. We'll get an update from Coach O this week on when Bo Levi could return. Scott on the Twitterverse says no player of the game. Emphatically. Val says, overall, pretty sad lackluster effort. Punting awful. Again, bad penalties. I give this team maybe 3 more wins. Best of a bad team, White. Passionately ambivalent extremist on Twitter. To be fair to your squad, the Argos are making everyone look pretty awful this season. And this one from Jim. I've said it before, the Ticats just aren't good enough. We were outplayed in every phase of the game, especially kicking. Powell is a game manager at this point in his career, but at least this wasn't as bad as last year. White for player of the game. And one more tweet. This one from Jeff. Back to normal. I knew last week was a trap game for BC. Time for some serious evaluation of the management and coaching staff on down. Player of the game for me. Well, player of the game, me, for sitting in that heat to watch those losers lose again. Jeff, appreciate the tweet. Back to the phones we go. And Chris in Guelph is called into the fifth quarter. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I thought I'd finally come on your show.
Well, I appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, being an Argos fan, Rick, I'm just telling Tiger Cat fans, don't write the season off yet at 4-7. The Argonauts have won two Grey Cups recently, being 9-9, 500. So if the Cats can just get into the playoffs, anything can happen in the Canadian Football League playoffs.
That is very true. Very true. Regardless of your record, you just got to get into the playoffs. And then who knows?
Absolutely. And my player of the game for your team, I'm going to go with the quarterback, Taylor Powell. I really think long term, he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league. I really like his makeup. And I just think he has the tools to be a really good quarterback in this league.
Wow. Hot take from Chris, the Argos fan. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Chris. Let's go to another Chris, this one in Burlington. Hello, Chris. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I'm all right.
That's good. That's good. Man, it is. It's getting tough to watch.
Yes, yes, it is.
You know, like, wow. I do want to respond to this prevailing prevailing attitude that we should get rid of Coach Steine. I don't think that's our best move. I mean, quite honestly, I don't think there are 9 good coaches in this league, but we do have one of the good ones. And straight up, if they fired him, he'd have 3 job offers on his answering machine before he got home from the stadium, because he is a good coach. Now, we should fire the GM, because the way I look at it, this entire season here is a referendum on our personnel department. These guys more or less came out and said, hey, we got the Grey Cup. We're going to put a team together and make a run. And we were all like, yeah. And well, I think what we're seeing is their best efforts. This is the best they could do. And I'm not going to try and come down on the guys we have, but we've got holes. We've got holes that we've had for a few years, especially on the O-line. And it's just not good enough. And we're seeing it again and again. I like Steine, the coach, but I think those jobs are too big for one man to handle.
Well, and yeah, they don't technically have a GM. Steinauer is the head coach and president of football ops, and then they have 3 assistant GMs.
Correct.
But
yeah.
but you're right. I mean, from a player development standpoint, when you look at the roster, you know, I look at guys like Tim White, who they brought in, Tyreek McAllister, who they brought in. You know, Keandre Smith, you know, an up-and-coming guy who, you know, might be a really good Canadian receiver. Really, apart from that, you look at the roster and you think, you know, there's some free agent signings, which is great. Tunde Adeleke was a great grab from Calgary. But there are few and far between diamonds in the rough that this player personnel department has uncovered.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I guess I wouldn't feel so disappointed if we weren't hosting the cup, right? We got the Grey Cup here, you know, again, real disappointment a couple of years ago. So having it again and like having them come out and say, hey, we're going to put a team together and we're making a run. Right. And then to see, like you said, the guys they brought in just aren't materializing. A couple are, I think Butler, great pickup. Fabulous. He's been great for us, especially as we've used him more. And McAllister, I'm impressed with him. Like you said, there are some guys, Tunde for sure, but there's some that have just been a disappointment. And I mean, like, I don't know, are we saying that we didn't think Dave Dickinson and John Huffnagel knew what quarterback play was anymore?
Well, I don't know. You look at Jake, and you know, we've dealt with this issue on the show before. Jake Mayer is not lighting the world on fire. He looks very average. So, you know, I get what you're saying. I understand it to a point. We just haven't seen enough of Mitchell this year.
Yeah,
and he's basically played one game.
Yeah, 100%. I do think the writing was on the wall as far as him being injury prone and maybe being towards the end in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we thought we could milk one season out of him. Quite honestly, I mean, he lit it up there in relief in the West Final last year. So it's easy to see where maybe, hey, this guy's still got some gas in the tank. It doesn't appear that way now. We'll see what happens when he comes back. But I mean, what do you think? If Mitchell comes back, do we play him, or do we see what we got with Powell? He might be a guy.
I think you got to go with the guy you brought in to be the guy. I'm all in on Mitchell. Let's get this guy going, because as I said, we haven't really seen him do what I think he's capable of doing.
Agreed.
Right? Like you're going to have Powell for however many years you think you're going to keep him around. But Mitchell, I mean, you got to strike while the iron's hot. Let's hope when he comes back, he finds his game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he has no game. He was a like league MVP a couple times, if I'm not mistaken, out in Calgary. Like, he's a player.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he can be a player for us.
Let's hope so. Who's your player of the game, Chris?
You got to get in the dance. Player of the game, it's going to be either White or McAllister, man. McAllister impresses me. He's done some stuff for us on the return game, especially.
He's a find. One of the rare ones that we have here in Steeltown. Chris, appreciate the call.
Hey, right on. Thanks for entertaining me tonight, Rick.
You got
all the best.
Have a good one. You too. Chris in Burlington calling here on the fifth quarter. Could possibly be a candidate for fifth quarter fan of the night. We shall see. Let's get to the email. Alan, Rick at 900CHML.com, he writes, "Hey Rick, it's Alan from St. Catharines. This game should have been a lot closer. Should have played better in the first half. To score nothing but a field goal and a single in the first half is not good enough when Toronto was up 17 points in the first quarter. In the second half, we started clicking, but every time we scored something, Toronto found a way to get ahead. First half was really slow, and I knew the game went on. It was only going to make things harder for playing in this extreme heat. I noticed a few players on the field just exhausted and needing hydration. I'm surprised more didn't get injured. Luckily, we dodged any major injuries. So as it stands, Montreal lost their game this weekend thanks to BC, and we unfortunately lost ours. Ottawa didn't play this weekend. We're still in this, but we have no answer for Toronto yet. Even if we get into the playoffs, we need to find a way to beat Toronto." Player of the game goes to Taylor Powell, 30 of 42, 296 yards, 3 TDs, 1 pick, runner-up Tim White. "I like the little documentary TSN did on TV today on Tim White before the game and everything he had gone through to where he is today. I'm glad he is starting to play much better in the second half." Alan from St. Catharines. Always love those kind of backstories and how the player or coach got to where he got. Those are so fascinating. Danny says, "Time to get rid of the coach." And then he adds in another email, "Clearly Toronto shows how to play from start to finish. Hamilton lost its pride. Poor performance." Those emails from Danny. 905-645-3221 star 9900. Corey in Hamilton has been waiting patiently on the line. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. It's a good long weekend. It's nice and hot. Last week was a bit better, eh?
Yes, absolutely. I was on vacation. The Ticats were winning. Life was good.
I was going to ask, where were you watching the game from?
I was in, last Saturday, I was in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia.
No way.
The bustling metropolis, yes.
Did you tune in? Were you watching the game? Or
I watched from start to finish. I listened on 900CHML. I was very happy, very surprised as well as how they played last week. And, well, back to reality today.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's actually really good.
So your thoughts on today's game? What did you think?
Oh, horrible. Just like last year. Like we were a little bit closer than last year. I guess last year we got wiped. This year we kind of got wiped. I look at the stats. We had more yards. We had more passing yards. We didn't register a sack. We were only 40 yards less in rushing. Yada, yada, yada. It looks like a game where it's like we should have been in it. But when you said missed opportunities, like they had their running back throw a touchdown. Like it's like when you're talking about that kind of stuff, you're exactly right. And did we score? No, we missed field goals. We got two rouge or whatever. Like it was one of those games where the Ticats, I don't want to say beat themselves, but the Argos are obviously a lot better in all three aspects of the game, but we shouldn't have been as far back as we were, it feels like.
Yeah, I don't think the Ticats showed up at all in the first quarter. I think Toronto clearly did. I mean, it was 17-0 after the first, and yeah, we didn't do enough in all three phases of the game at all.
But even those things in the first quarter, like we had an interception. Like we had...
Yeah.
We had times there where we were able to do something. even when we were down 17-10, whatever it was, whether it was second quarter or starting third quarter, it seemed like we have, again, abandoned the run game. Like James Butler, 11 runs for 67 yards, like that to me is always not good enough. When we do that, we always lose the game, right? Like you're talking about last week, it's like 20, 21 carries, 100 and something yards. And the time we won, like, you know, when we have success, if he's touching the ball in the 20 to 30 range, you're talking about easy success. You're taking the pressure off the O-line that is trying to gel. You're taking the pressure off a third-string quarterback rookie who's playing his fourth game. You're using the guy you brought in. You're using him. You have to use him. It feels bad to say like that, but you got to use this guy because you paid him to be the stud.
Yeah.
And when you go away from that guy, I get that Tim White had a good game. Terry Godwin looked good again. But you have to go basic. And the O-line, if it has to be basic, then you've got to run the ball. I don't care if we're only going two and outs a couple times. You got to take these guys and put the ball in their hands and use them.
Yeah, I guess the problem with that philosophy, and I don't disagree with it, because you got to make your star players the star of your offensive system or defensively as well. Those guys are going to shine. And, you know, when you're down 17-0, you got to kind of shelve the run game to a point. They just didn't start the run game very well, to be honest.
No. And I hate to say it, even when we move the ball into their zone, and like, let's say we're inside the 30 or whatever, it was all of a sudden, it's like, we throw, field goal, missed the one, made another one, made two, like two out of three tonight. But it's just one of those things where, again, that missed opportunity of just being able to use these guys properly. I'm just the guy on the couch, the guy in the stands. Like, I don't have any way in on anything, obviously, but when it comes down to it, it's basic football. If your good guy is your star running back who's had a star year, and we don't use them, then what are we doing?
Yeah, we're not doing enough. That is for sure. Corey, who's your player of the game?
I have two. I have two tonight. And the main one is the fans that sat in the sun all game.
Yeah, that was
on that sunny side.
Oh, that was,
man,
a hot one.
I can't imagine being them. We were at least down in 101 and we got the shade by the third quarter. So that was nice.
Yeah. And who's your other player of the game?
I'd hate to say it. I'm going to call out a weird one here, but it seems like Kyle Wilson got injured this week in practice, number 15, and he had the walking boot on. He was on crutches on the sideline, but at halftime, it seemed like every or most Ticats came by to say what's up to him and give him some props on the sideline. So I think Kyle Wilson might have more of a voice in the locker room than some of these guys, and maybe they need to start playing some of these youngsters on defense too.
Nice. Yeah, good player. Love the guy. Corey, appreciate the call. Man.
Thanks, Rick.
That is Corey, and that leaves a little more room for you here at 905-645-3221. Before we get to the commercial break, let's go to Bill in Hamilton. Bill, thanks for calling the fifth quarter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm okay.
I am all out on Mitchell. I think he's going to end up being a bench warmer, just like Casey Printers was. Hamilton has a history of paying the big bucks to the players when they're already past their prime, and that's the same thing that's going to happen to Mitchell. I'm afraid to say. So
I don't want to see it, Bill. I don't want to see it. I know where you're coming from, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah, but you know that's just the history of Hamilton.
I know.
We spent
I know.
All this money. Look at Casey Printers. We paid what was it, $2 million, and he was a bench warmer.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready. I remember that.
You know, and I have one more thing to say. Yeah. What's going on with the H in the middle of the field and the H on the people's jerseys?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, that was the I don't even remember what they call these uniforms anymore, the hometown, the steel town, I don't know. Whatever they're calling it.
Is that like a new logo now, or is that just for this game?
That's just for this game. They wear this special uniform from time to time.
I was talking to my mother about that, and we think it looks horrible.
Yes.
We should keep the same Ticat logo.
Agreed. Bill, I appreciate the call. Hey, who's your player of the game? Oh, I think he hung up. Sorry, Bill. Let's say that Bill voted for all the fans who were baking in the heat. It was a hot one out there. It was a hot one, 40 plus with the humidity. Hey, when we come back, we got some emails and some tweets to get to as well. You can still call in at 905-645-3221. This is the fifth quarter brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old. You're listening to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Chad Kelly set to go. Three receivers off to the right. That's the boundary side. He'll pitch it back to AJ Ouellette, and he's going to throw it. He throws to the end zone, and it is a touchdown. Dejon Brissett, and the Argos went deep into the trick bag for that one. AJ Ouellette passes for the touchdown.
Oof, that one hurt. 41-28 the final. Argos over the Tiger Cats. Two straight wins on Labor Day by Toronto. That is the first time they've gone back-to-back since 2006, 7, and 8 when they won three Labor Days in a row. This is the Fifth Quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you. Chime in with your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. You can also send me a tweet at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. Email from Ken. This is Argo fan here and was at the Labor Day game this year and last. Happy for sure the Argos won, but in both years, as caller Dave said, they won against third string quarterbacks. I would have rather played against your number one quarterback. An email coming in from Ken. And we have another email, this one from, it's another Ken, who says, can't put it all on Powell, but wondering when will Schiltz be back and can Loxley run? An email from Ken in Oshawican. Oh, he also says, P.S. I get Powell's passing stats, but you need to be a dual threat in this league as a quarterback, or at least as a quarterback of this team. My 80-year-old dad says the Ticats just don't have the personnel. So let's go just back quickly to Schiltz. I don't think he's close. I think it's at least a couple of weeks. Again, we'll get a status update from Coach O this week on both Mitchell and Schiltz. And can Loxley run? Yeah, I mean, he showed it at the end of the game with a QB sneak, but he's got some wheels. You'll recall that 75-yard run earlier on in the season. What was that, against Edmonton? Yeah, the guy has some wheels. He can run. Ticat Steve on Twitter says, sadly, it's clear the Ticats are light years behind the Argos in every way imaginable except game day attendance. And I'm glad he brought that up because today's attendance was 25,381, an all-time record high at Tim Hortons Field for a non-Grey Cup game. Anthony in Hamilton is called the Fifth Quarter. Anthony, hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Rick? I'm phoning from Hamilton, but it's Ottawa Anthony.
Yeah, Ottawa Anthony, go ahead.
It's been a while. Yeah, listen, let me just change the subject for a minute. What do you know about the salary cap in this league? Do we have one?
Yes, we have a salary cap. It's just over $5 million.
So the other eight teams adhere to it, but not the Argos, right?
Is that yeah, pretty much.
No, seriously, because I don't think they do. I think if anyone did a serious financial audit, a forensic audit, they'd be way over the cap. I mean, the league's always bending over to these guys to make sure that, you know, they do well and everything else, all for their 5,000 fans that really don't, you know, give a you-know-what about the CFL. They'd rather be doing other things. It just, I don't know, it just ticks me off that there's no way they are under the salary cap. But anyway, a caller earlier brought up Bo Levi Mitchell. And I think with him, for him to be successful, you have to have the best offensive line in the country. If you don't, then you're better off with a quarterback who can do something with his legs, you know. I mean, they have that in Ottawa, but they just don't, they don't have the offense for it, but hoping they would get Tommy Condell. But anyways, they go on as they do, and the Tiger Cats go on as they do. So anyways, that's all I got to say. Enjoy your show. Always have, always will.
Appreciate the call, Anthony. Have a good one. Enjoy Friday's game as well.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll hear from Ottawa, Anthony, after the Ticats take on the Red Blacks this coming Friday. Pre-game show on CHML begins at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30, of course, the Fifth Quarter after the game. The last word today is going to go to Anthony from Hamilton. Anthony, number two from Hamilton. How are you?
Hi. Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Well, great. This is the first time I called. I never called your station before.
Well, I appreciate it. You also have 45 seconds because we're running short on time.
Well, I think the team stunk. They weren't very good at all. I thought they didn't show up. The team were they didn't have any motivation. from the first quarter on, and they were pretty bad all around. You know, I was born in Hamilton, and I followed them for years, the Tiger Cats, and they had a lot more pride. They seemed to be going through the motions.
I agree. Yeah, they're just not playing good. They're just not playing good enough.
They're not playing good enough. They don't seem to have the desire to win. They seem to show up. They seem not to show up to the game, and it was just boring. And they played awful the whole game.
Hey, Anthony, before I let you go, who is your player of the game tonight?
Tim White.
Tim White, he had a strong game. Anthony, appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, then. Thank you.
You have a great one. Anthony in Hamilton closing things out today on the fifth quarter. We have some fifth quarter awards to hand out. The big play of the game. Hate to do it, but it's AJ Ouellette to Dejan Brissett. 27-yard TD trick play. That looked nice, even though it was against the Ticats. Player of the game. Voted by you, the fans, Timmy White, 8 catches, buck 10 through the air, 1 TD, and the fifth quarter fan of the night is Chris in Burlington. Great call. Actually, all you guys with great calls, great emails, great tweets tonight. Always love talking Ticats and CFL football with you. We'll do it again Friday night after the Ticats take on the Ottawa Redblacks. You can listen to the game here and the fifth quarter on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.